Helping Hand each Friday afternoon. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we're learning about hugs, help, understanding, and group support, issues that families with seriously ill children face. The annual Surf for Hugs at Kuhio Beach is something that's coming up, actually, August 2nd. We have a very special guest, Joan Nagua, Executive Director. Joan, thank you so much for coming, and welcome to HPR.
Thank you, Dave. We really appreciate this opportunity, and we love sharing about hugs.
What a great name. I know that my mom would think hugs doesn't get much better than getting a hug. Thinking about the folks who could benefit from hugs.
Hugs started about 32 years ago by a group of real dedicated volunteers to respond to the need for families who have a seriously ill child. Children with all kinds of illnesses that are life-threatening. And all the trials and tribulations that they go through from initial diagnosis as they journey through the financial hardships of all the medical bills, the stresses on the families, all the way through remission and sometimes bereavement. We have special programs for moms only. We have a mom's night out, dad's only, or dad's night out. We have monthly family events, special programs for siblings, as well as some financial assistance.
It's like a big change, a rite of passage for the whole family, if you will, when that kind of an announcement is made.
Yeah, very much so. We first meet most of our families right in the hospital. We have something called a laughter wagon. It's filled with toys contributed by the community, and we sit down, meet the family. Sometimes moms and dads have been there for several days and they need some time out. We will sit with their child and play games with them, chat with them once they get out of the hospital. Then we invite them to our family dinners held every month. We purposefully create introductions. We have a little house in Kaimuki. It's an 80-year-old house. And so right in the backyard, we have a big playground.
Wow.
The kids get to play, and moms and dads talk, and families get to know each other.
What are some of the things that could help with these monthly dinners?
Well, we have companies sponsor these dinners for us. Companies and community groups, even families. And they organize or cook all the food, plan a game or activity for all the kids. And they make other contributions as well.
What are some other programs?
We have a respite program. So once a month, moms and dads can bring their child and the sibling to the Hugs House, and they can have time out for themselves. And parents have told us that it's a safe place where our children, who are all sick in some form or another, can be normal again, where they can play and not be stared at.
Wheelchair accessible?
Wheelchair accessible, definitely. We pair them with volunteers, so each child has a buddy
for
the evening.
Another cool idea, Surf for Hugs, coming up this weekend.
We have two great volunteers who have been putting this on for us for the last 10 years who will actually teach kids how to surf their first time ever doing that. They'll take them out, and we have other volunteers catching them at the end. And they also have some outrigger canoe rides as well.
That's a great event. There are other ones throughout the year.
Mom's Nights and Dad's Nights are held every other month, and they can be sponsored by a company or a community group. We have special programs for siblings of seriously ill children. And then we have a three-day camp for them.
You've pointed out ways people could sponsor these different events and volunteer. Everyone has such an amazing potential. It's a matter of being able to find a place to use it.
Exactly. And, you know, we so appreciate the many gifts of time, talent, skill that people share with us. You know, as an example, our house is 80 years old. We do have small handyman jobs like fixing the doorknobs or larger jobs like fixing the deck. We always have something. There's so many other kinds of things that we could use help with. We could use stuffed animals,
toys,
games, things
that will go on the laughter wagon.
Yes. And we also have at each hospital a silver lining treasure chest. And it's filled with toys as well to be kept at the hospital.
Folks do face emergencies a lot. And I saw that there is an element of how you guys help folks out.
You know, one of the other things that we do, especially for the neighbor island families, many of the kids have to fly to Honolulu. We do provide with generous donations to our Hawaiian Miles account to help bring those families together. We also have families that have to fly to the mainland for their treatment. Sometimes it's food. You're paying all your medical bills that are not always totally covered by insurance, So we do have an emergency food pantry.
For folks who want to get in touch, hugslove.org?
Yes.
info@hugslove.org?
Yes.
808-732-48. My very special guest, Joan Nagua, Executive Director of Hugs, and at hawaiipublicradio.org, people can find more information and, of course, all our other Helping Hand guests. Thanks so much for helping out all those people that you help out, Joan.
Thank you very much, and our much aloha to you and HPR.